points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, September 26th. Tickets at MaselliesOnline.com. And there you have the BBC Concert Orchestra, conductor Barry Wordsworth, and music by Puccini. Donna non vida mai, from Manon Lescaut, music of Puccini, in a purely orchestral version of that operatic delight here on Kansas Public Radio. There's more music as we enter the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson. Coming up, we've got the Players of Domus and Piano Quartet No. 1 by Felix Mendelssohn. Not to mention the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony along in a little bit to give us a nice orchestral suite from an English ballet, a rather raucous production called The Rake, music by one Roger Quilter. All just ahead. Right now, conductor David Lloyd-Jones, the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, and music by Malcolm Arnold for you. We've got a collection of wonderful orchestral dances for Cornish dances, referring to the English county of Cornwall, where the dances were compiled. Arnold's Four Cornish Dances, next on KPR. Composed by Malcolm Arnold, Four Cornish Dances for Orchestra. Performance by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by conductor David Lloyd-Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. 21 minutes into our noon hour of music, and still to come, more English music in the second half of the hour, when we hear the orchestral suite by composer Roger Quilter called The Rake from an English ballet, with the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony. That's still to come. In this noon hour, thanks for being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library on Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Right now on the KU campus, it's 77 degrees. We have a slight chance of showers for our afternoon, and temperatures ultimately in the mid-80s today. Tonight should be partly cloudy, a low of 64. It's cloudy tomorrow, with a high near 90. Some early music by Felix Mendelssohn for you next. Very early, in fact, Opus 1. Some music written in 1822 when Mendelssohn was about 13 years of age. His first piano quartet in C minor, with the ensemble Domus on KPR. From Felix Mendelssohn. His early music, some of the earliest, in fact, Opus 1. His piano quartet No. 1 in C minor, performed by the Domus Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:48. We've got just a little over 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by classical music until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis is going to be coming home to Kansas very soon. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News, on Thursday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m., at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. You can find all the details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. We've got time for one more performance in this noon hour, and we bring in the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony and conductor Adrian Lieper to hear music from English composer Roger Quilter. And the suite that we'll listen to comes from an English ballet that was part of a theatrical review called On with the Show. With words by Noel Coward and music by Quilter, it's a ballet that's a bit raucous in character. It essentially describes an aristocratic drunken party, and the rake is the drunken, oafish, and loudish master of ceremonies who's at the center of it all. We'll hear The Rake on Kansas Public Radio. A suite from the English ballet called The Rake, music by composer Roger Quilter, as played by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony under conductor Adrian Lieper. It's about 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News and the next hour of classical music, which will bring us both Beethoven and Bruch, a Beethoven cello sonata, and the great Scottish fantasy. That and more still to come today on KPR.
The Manson Family under the Shop tab.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH at KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coverage down nearly 200 points at last check. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Opening things with music by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier and his Danslav, or Slavic Dance, a recording of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra under conductor Paul Perret, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you once more. This hour coming up, we have one of the masterpieces of Max Bruch and his wonderful Scottish Fantasy, music for violin, harp, and orchestra, coming up a bit later, with Itzhak Perlman and harpist Judith Leiber. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to the 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. Something else that's happening this weekend to let you know about: the Friends of Chamber Music are having their season preamble concert at the Folly Theater this weekend on Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. And on the program are Beethoven's Sonatas for Piano and Cello, five complete cello sonatas performed by cellist Dmitri Atapin and Heyun Park at piano. This, again, is happening at the Folly Theater this Sunday, the 14th, at 3 p.m. And one of the sonatas on display, well, all of them, but one that we'll listen to next, is Beethoven's fourth sonata for cello in C, with cellist Zuhal Bailey and pianist Simona Dinnerstein, here on KPR. From Beethoven, his fourth cello sonata in C major, played by cellist Zuhal Bailey with pianist Simona Dinnerstein, here on Kansas Public Radio. That sonata by Beethoven, along with his four other sonatas for cello, are going to be part of a chamber music concert put on by the Friends of Chamber Music, their season preamble concert, which will be at the Folly Theater this weekend, Sunday, September 14th, at 3 p.m. Cellist Dmitri Atapin and pianist Heyun Park will perform all of Beethoven's cello sonatas, beginning at 3 p.m. September 14th at the Folly Theater. You can find out all about this concert over at chambermusic.org. It's about 1:28. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. It'll be on Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m., at Maselli's in Lawrence, Kansas. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. We have next music by the great Max Bruch and what may be, in fact, his masterpiece, which is, in essence, a double concerto, one for violin and harp. Bruch wasn't Scottish, he was German, and he had only ever paid a visit to Scotland one time before 1868, but what he did have was a collection of Scottish folk tunes that he found at the Munich Library, and after adapting a few of those folk tunes over the course of a decade in 1880, he completed the following Scottish fantasy that we'll hear played by the Israel Philharmonic, led by Zubin Mehta, violinist Itzhak Perlman, and harpist Judith Leiper on KPR. So ends the Scottish fantasy, completed in 1880 by Max Bruch, performed today by the Israel Philharmonic, led by Zubin Mehta, violinist Itzhak Perlman, and harpist Judith Leiber on KPR. Just about 2 p.m., news from NPR. In just a moment, then the next hour, brings us music of Liszt and his second symphonic poem. Much more still to come today on KPR.
On Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
488. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2025 Subaru Outback, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 9.5 inches of ground clearance. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Reinhard Goebel and the players of Musica Antiqua Cologne, beginning things with a delightful chaconne in G major music by Arcangelo Corelli, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's a little bit more classical music before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m. An hour that will include the second symphonic poem, known as Tasso by Franz Liszt, along with a little music for flute and harp, a little potpourri on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute, variations put together by composer Louis Spohr in just a little while. We're with the Scottish National Orchestra and conductor Martin Yates next, for music by the French composer Benjamin Goddard of the 19th century, a French composer whose reputation these days rests largely on the success of one of his operas, an opera by the name of Jocelyn, which told the story of a man and his struggle between his religious faith and his desire for love. A pair of orchestral suites were derived from themes of that opera, the second of which, Suite No. 2 from Jocelyn, we have for you next. Goddard's Jocelyn Suite No. 2 with the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Benjamin Goddard, Suite No. 2 from his opera Jocelyn, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Martin Yates, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:23 now, we're a little over 10 minutes away from the second symphonic poem, Tasso, music by Franz Liszt, the London Philharmonic, with us in just a short time, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com. On the KU campus, it is 80 degrees. We have a slight chance of some showers for our afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Looks like it'll start off cloudy tomorrow and eventually turn sunny. We have a high of 88 for Thursday and low of 68 for Thursday night. A performance given now on flute and harp from German composer Louis Spohr, paying a little tribute to the great Mozart with a potpourri, a few variations on themes from the Magic Flute next, with flutist Barbara Todd and Natalie Taven-Leubens, harpist, next on KPR. Flutist Barbara Todd and harpist Natalie Taven-Leubens together in a potpourri, variations on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute by composer Louis Spohr on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:36, all things considered from NPR News, ahead at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, catch more classical music when your host is Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. There'll be some teen spirit on the program tonight. You'll hear exactly what that means at the top of the 7 p.m. hour, plus beautiful smelling roses from the great outdoors. And not to be outdone by the fun, hour 2 features Beethoven's Egmont Overture, the Pathetique by Tchaikovsky, and even an ode to cloudy eggs. Destiny has classical music for you tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more performance. It's the London Philharmonic and conductor Bernard Eitink, and the music by Franz Liszt, and one of the symphonic poems of the 13 that he wrote, the second one completed in 1849. And the label symphonic poem is more than appropriate to use here, since this is essentially a musical tribute to one Torquato Tasso, a 16th century Italian poet. We'll listen to Tasso Lament and Triumph, symphonic poem number 2 by Liszt. Here's the London Philharmonic conducted by Bernard Eitink on Kansas Public Radio. The London Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Bernard Eitink, and music by Franz Liszt, completed in 1849, the second of his symphonic poems, known as Tasso, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., all things considered from NPR News, is ahead. Followed by more classical music this evening from 7 to 9 p.m., Destiny will be your host. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for an afternoon of music, and we'll see you again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. 80 degrees on the KU campus. Tonight should be partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy tomorrow and becoming sunny on Thursday, a high of 88 and a low of 68 for tomorrow night. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. It's 3 o'clock.